Get a chance to say good morning now to Dr. Nancy Nielsen. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Doctor, a lot of news in terms of COVID-19 this week, the biggest of which, and one that's taking a lot of conversation, masks, do we wear masks or not? Let's consider this first and foremost from a vaccinated person's standpoint. Should we feel 100% confident that if we're vaccinated, whether or not people around us are wearing masks, we don't have anything to worry about?
Well, not quite, but close. Frankly, vaccinated people are golden. They should do very, very well, even if they're around an unvaccinated person who happens to be infected. That's what we learned, and that's what led the CDC to recently change their guidance, saying fully vaccinated people can stop wearing masks in many situations, but not in all situations. For example, in healthcare facilities, in mass transit, whether it's buses, planes, etc., for now, until we get a higher level of vaccination in our country, the recommendation is to still wear a mask. And of course, anybody who's immunocompromised, even though they're vaccinated, we know they should continue to wear a mask.
All right, that most certainly is good news. But so bottom line is here, the vaccine, it's not 100% for sure, right?
It's not 100%. In the trials of the two mRNA vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna, they were about 95% effective in preventing disease. And in terms of preventing infection, in other words, asymptomatic but infected, about 86%. So they were really good. The J&J vaccine trials showed a little less effectiveness, but it shouldn't be looked at as comparable, because they were done later at a time when the variants that we know and worry about were widespread. So I would say that we need to feel comfortable. We still need to be careful if we're around large crowds where people are not wearing masks and you don't know if they're vaccinated or not.
So in many ways, just move forward the way you've been moving all along here with maybe just a little more exposure. That seems to be the sensible approach, if, of course, you have been vaccinated.
Well, that's right. And the more people who get vaccinated, the fewer the number of people who are vulnerable. So the kids under 12 are not going to be eligible to be vaccinated probably until late this year. But we know that kids are not as, they don't get as sick. They get mild symptoms by and large, although there have been some serious and some serious symptoms and death. But it's rare. And they don't seem to spread the virus quite as readily as older kids and adults. So that shouldn't give parents concern about sending their kids back to school. And for now, the CDC is still maintaining the guidance that masks should be worn. They may change that, but they probably won't before the end of this school year.
All right, let's move on to a case that has developed on the sports scene with the New York Yankees, where members of their organization, including at least one player, tested positive for COVID-19, even though, from what we understand, these individuals had been vaccinated. Take us through what we understand about this case to this point.
Well, this is really, really interesting. Nine members of the Yankees organization, one player, three coaches, five support staff, all tested positive for COVID after they had been fully vaccinated with J&J vaccine. So my first thought was, well, they got a bad batch of vaccine. But then what we found out is two of them were immunized in Florida during spring training, and the rest were all immunized at the same time at Yankee Stadium. So it can't be a bad batch. And it's even more intriguing that the only player who tested positive was the shortstop. And he, this is really fascinating. He had diagnosed COVID in the off season. So he first had the infection, then he got J&J vaccine, and then he tested positive. So somebody really needs to study this, and that is being looked at the New York State Health Department. The question is this a new variant? Importantly, all but one of those nine people on the Yankees organization had no symptoms. So clearly the J&J did something. But I think it is important to remind people that there are rarely breakthrough positives that occur after immunization. And we have to take that into account because nothing's 100%. So I looked up the statistics. About 95 million Americans are fully immunized right now. About 9,200 cases of breakthrough infection have been reported. So if my math is right, that's about 0.1%. 0.01%. 0.01. So that's really important and should reassure us that if we get vaccinated, we should be good to go.
We haven't really talked too much about variants in recent weeks because the focus has been on vaccine. But what about variants? We understand that a lot of these that we've heard about over the months are a little more dangerous in some cases than previous strains. And are there any new variants that are making their way here to North America?
Well, there is one new one of concern, and that's the one that is raging in India and Nepal right now and probably driving the uptick of cases in the UK. That Indian variant has now been found in 44 of the U.S. states. About 3% of the cases in the U.S. are this Indian variant. Remember that the dominant strain in the U.S. is now the U.K. variant, and that's both more transmissible and more lethal. We think the Indian variant, we know that it seems to be more transmissible, but it's not clear if it's more lethal. So obviously we're concerned, but the question is, how good are the vaccines that we're using against these variants? And they seem to be really extremely good. There was a recent study by researchers in Qatar that found the Pfizer vaccine was 97% effective against the South African variant, which was raging there. So people who are scientists expect the mRNA vaccines to work well against all of these variants, but that doesn't mean there won't be a new variant that would escape that. That's the reason we all need to get vaccinated pretty quickly, so we stop these variants from developing. So the bottom line is, in the U.S., we should be really happy. We have the lowest case numbers, the lowest number of deaths since last June. We really should be hopeful as the summer approaches, but we really shouldn't be complacent because this is not over yet. And anybody who is unvaccinated, please, you're putting yourself at risk. Please get vaccinated.
Dr. Nancy Nielsen, as always, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Jay.